are about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
Oh man, Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I have everything set up. It is time again. As you heard in the intro, it is time for an award-deserving show known as The Spike on the Mic Show. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here in our palatial studios, located at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. That's the place where we are. This is our studios here. You can come down and visit us. We have empty seats that are available. But what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here and we talk about things. I won't finish that question yet because it's not time. Yes, because no one can hear you. But the audience out there thinks that I'm out here alone. But no. Au contraire, and I don't know how to spell contraire, but I know how to spell O. Yeah, well, we'll just have to wait on that. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and introduce the crew. Straight in my peripheral vision, directly in my peripheral vision, is the man known as Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the seeds inside of a jacaranda pod.
Ooh, a jacaranda pod.
Yep.
Hypothetically speaking, what is a jacaranda
pod?
Well,
apparently it's some sort of seed pod from a jacaranda tree. I haven't figured out how the seeds get out to make more trees, but this is now a mission I'm on to figure this out.
Okay,
but
so
meanwhile, lots of fun to listen to.
So if you was going to, well, I'll wait and go longer.
It's a gift from one of our cast members. It will be made available later.
Oh, okay. Well, not in your peripheral visions, but a little to your right. A little to you, right, is the man who's making the sound go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like it was really a sort of a petrified dog crap. It's not, has nothing to do with a jacaranda. I don't know why it makes that noise either.
If your dog's, yeah, if your dog's crap makes that noise, you should take him to the doctor.
Yeah, yeah, really. I don't think this is good. I don't know. Jacaranda like a dried up kidney to me. But I could be wrong.
We could grow kidneys then.
Yeah. Well, guess who's in your peripheral vision? A little to the left. A little diagonally to the left of your peripheral vision is the whole reason we're here.
Peripheral.
The peripheral vision. The reason we're here is the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who was given the littlest jacaranda pod of them all.
Oh, that's so nice. And so fitting.
You know, I just thought of something.
Well, thank you some more. Go ahead.
When you mentioned that all these things are in each other's peripheral vision.
Yeah.
People at home are probably visualizing us sitting with the table in the middle and us with our backs to each other, yeah, facing outward in, yes, order for us all to be in each,
right,
other's peripheral vision.
You just barely see each other.
Yeah. And I don't think that's accurate.
You don't think that's true?
No. Well, none of this is true.
Well, if you hold your face up to the mic like you're supposed to, everybody's in your peripheral vision.
No, you're pretty straight ahead from me.
Yeah, I can see you clearly.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I know Voice of Reason, thank you for being here because that's why we're here.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm here to serve. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this, doing this for my people.
You have people?
Yeah, really.
Where are your people from?
My people are in the Midwest.
Who are your people?
Throughout the Midwest, they're the people that have been forgotten.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those people that are working two jobs, 50 hours a week, and still not getting anywhere.
I'm going to venture that if you have people and they've been forgotten, that was probably by design.
They okay with that?
No, well, they were supposed to be forgotten.
Well,
they're not.
Not to be forgotten. Not to be forgotten. Directly in the Voice of Reason's peripheral vision is the man who's brought us dried up kidneys that shake, because I forgot the name of the thing.
Jacaranda pods.
Yes, Jack Rabbit, Jacobar pods. or monkey ears.
Yeah.
Well, he is known as Bill Smarts. Bill Smarts, long time. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like someone who should have had a better answer for not being here for 5 weeks than this answer that you're getting right now.
Exactly. Seemed like you would have practiced.
Yeah, you would have thought. Yeah, but you know what? I forgot the question was going to even happen until I sit there and you ask Clark. And I'm sitting there, all right, now I'm going to either look like I'm desperately trying to think something or I'll just.
So as you walk, as you leave
the point
show.
The truth.
I use it.
Sounds like you're
stuck
just
on
don't
this
care.
Show. It's stuck like, on this show. It always
yeah.
works.
Yeah, I'm stuck on this show.
But that's already taken.
Well, it wasn't used today, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right. You can't copyright words, can you?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But it's like
oh,
the,
let's get ready to whatever that word is that they say.
I don't
say.
Think you can copyright anything but words, can you?
Plus, it's like
oh,
a,
music.
It's like a tribute.
And words.
It's like a tribute to PW. It's like a cover band.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble, so I'll say let's get ready to tumble.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
not going to say that.
You can't. Ready to rumble.
Uh-oh. That's right. You didn't use
it. Yeah, he's going to get it. Well,
we could get lost.
This is why your people hate you.
And that's why he lost. But let's just make this show more direct, more
yes.
personal,
yes.
more beautiful, and more educated in it.
More sane.
Yes.
What
so,
you mean with JANETSCIALES.com?
Oh. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Is there any way we can pull that plug out?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the next sound you hear is going to be the lovely, the educated, the knowing all, Miss Janice Gialis. Janice, how you sticking?
I was going to say something, but now I'm afraid to say it after that lovely introduction.
No, feel free to say it because...
I was going to say like I was sticking like a piece of toilet paper to a high heel coming out of a bathroom.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's excellent.
It sounds so unelegant after
but that
wouldn't
well,
the introduction.
That defines this show, so that's perfect.
Yeah, really. I mean, people have more of a visual about that than Dr. Captain Clark and his peripherals.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you know?
I could be.
Because, see, I could see what you were seeing, what you were
yeah.
stuck on. I couldn't see his peripherals. Oh, and did you get a monkey
did,
ear, a kidney
see,
bone, or whatever it's called?
It's funny.
She ate hers.
3 or 4 days ago, I went by a jacaranda tree, and I thought, man, I would love to have one of those. I'd like to have... To plant one of, you know, to have
yeah.
them. You just don't
Serious?
Find them everywhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they have these beautiful lilac, purpley kind of flowers for like 6 days a year, and
they have no odor.
I think you have half of what you need. I think the other half is dirt.
I only need a couple because I have the very green thumbs. So
yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited about that gift. I think God, that's just what I asked for.
Of all the timing, it's unbelievable.
I
See,
know,
it was,
it's just
it
amazing.
Was
in
right
tune,
there.
Just right there.
All right, so you got a jack-o'-lantern.
I do.
Tree.
Yeah.
All right.
My jack-o'-lantern is bigger than everybody else's.
Yeah, you got the biggest jack-o'-lantern.
I got a big jack-o'-lantern.
Big jack-o'-lantern thing.
Well,
oh, that's why you're married.
It.
Okay, guys, don't eat them. Okay,
why?
So.
What if this is the most delicious thing that anybody's
yeah.
ever had?
What if
just
they're poisonous?
Ever...
What if they're
Yeah,
poisonous?
But you're dead inside.
Tasteless?
They're tasteless.
You're dead
odorless
inside.
Tasteless.
Oh, Steve tasted one.
No. Oh, well, that's his jack-o'-lantern.
Well,
so.
We're doing science here.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a first-time listener, or if you've always listened,
yeah.
you would know we
you know,
are.
Both of those kinds of people know they should turn it off now.
Yes. Yeah. You know we are the Picasso of radio. Every week, every moment, you will hear something new, something different, something that may not make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Kind
but
of abstract.
Exactly. Isn't it Picasso is abstract?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it only bodes well that we are the Picasso of radio.
Past.
Present.
Future.
Oh, we got it.
We got it.
Ah!
Go ahead and say it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh,
talk
ooh,
about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's the best we ever did with that.
Present.
Yeah. All right.
So good.
Okay, so we just messed it up. So if you're wondering why the riffraff and the shipping containers are so excited, it's because we are a show that sit around here and we talk about things in the
future.
No.
Future.
Pleasant.
Future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, look, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here and we talk about things in the past, the present.
Pleasant.
And the future.
We did it right the first time. That's all that counts.
Yes. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
But you can always play with us. You can give us a call at 813-699-3900. Or visit us on the chat line at spikeonthemic.com and click the Listen Live Now, and we will play with you. We will answer all your communications, chatting, and things like that because we need your input. Because this is a what?
a listener.
It's not a caller-driven show.
No, it's a listener-listened.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
A listener-listened show.
Yeah.
Do you understand what he's saying, Ms. Janice?
I actually do. I got told when I was in talk radio that callers weren't listeners, and I thought, well, how would they know that we were talking if they weren't listening?
That's exactly the point, because our callers don't listen.
Well, because you're so busy. Oh, they don't listen.
No.
Yeah, they never have any idea what's going on.
They're
always amazed at the amount of information that we put in their eardrums.
Here, I'm calling in to talk on the show. Hey, how's it going? Hey, well, what do you think about the question we just asked? Oh, I didn't hear the question. I wasn't listening to the show.
Yeah. I just found this phone number in the bathroom.
On the bathroom wall.
Yeah,
and that's fine. Yeah. But we prefer listeners to callers.
Well, then we need to be more caller-driven.
Who's in the chat?
No. Listener-driven.
Listener-driven.
Yeah.
Oh, listener-driven. Well, right about now, we're just starting, so you guys can always come down and play with us.
Who's in the chat room?
Let me find out. I forgot where I'd be. I'm going to go with nobody.
All right, good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Clark.
It's early, and I forgot to do
what
I do.
They're waiting to see what we're going to be talking about. Yeah. What the topic
There we go. Let's talk about things in the past, present, and the future.
Yeah, yeah.
And how are we able to talk about things in the past, present, and future?
We come up with a topic.
No.
Because
something allows it to happen.
Because we have to reach out and thank our sponsors for giving us all this opportunity.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSaintPete.com. Local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSaintPete.com.
So I think you should ask Steve the first question.
Yeah, let's have the first question go out to Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Yeah, I think, but before we do that, we must do what? Topic changing music.
Oh, where does that come? There's usually a button. Okay.
Don't tell me.
That's the music that goes with topic changing. It's called topic changing music. So let's change to a topic. This one.
Well, this is the first topic I'd like to talk, and I really need the voice of reason's opinion on this.
Steve, put that down and listen.
Steve, come on.
He's messing with his jack-a-bob shake-shake thing.
Would you please pay attention, Steve?
Yes. First topic we'd like to know, how do you feel about the topic, the vein of youth?
The vein of youth.
What's the vein of youth?
I thought maybe the voice of reason could help us because he decided to leave as we were talking about it.
Oh, the vein of youth.
The vein of youth, Steve.
The vein of youth is, they don't realize that one day they're going to get older too.
Complete sentences.
Who is?
Youth. Youth does not see the future.
Youth is a thing?
As clearly as... old.
What a crock.
You want to go ahead and just apologize for leaving the show during the middle of our sponsors?
I didn't leave.
You want to just apologize?
I've been here all along.
Yeah.
Just apologize for being you.
I may have spaced out because the topic was so boring.
Oh. Whoa.
But I didn't leave. I mean, I was still here in physically.
Okay. Well, anyway, this topic I'd like to call the vein of youth.
Yeah, vein of youth.
Just off a winding road in off the Pacific coast of Monterey, California.
Okay.
There's a private clinic
where
you can pay $8,000
to have your clinic
popped.
To have your veins euthanized?
They will pump new plasma into your old body. Blood into your old body. They will
I had that song ready.
So it's a blood transfusion.
It's a blood transfusion. They will pump blood plasma from the teenagers and young adults into your body.
Were you out with Bob Kraft last night?
What does it do? I'm hanging on your every word.
Right. Listen to Janet. I got to say this.
Young blood.
Young blood.
Young blood.
All right, I got to say this. You're not a member of the riffraff in the shipping container, okay? You are an esteemed, educated listener. So you're listening to what we're saying.
I'm hanging on to every word.
Yeah, they're not taking any of this stuff serious. So what?
I know a lot of teenagers.
I'm living and dying
blood
every moment on this topic.
Jesse Carmazin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He is an entrepreneur who is basically has a doctor's degree from the University of
Universitatum.
Yeah, Doctors.
I forgot where it's called.
Doctor State.
Anyway, he has been practicing this thing for the last 15 years where what they do, he has launched a clinical trial on the potential of young blood that is being pumped into elderly people. And he's called his startup company Ambrosia to be named behind
the nectar of the gods.
There you go. I didn't know who that was.
Well, you know, looking around, I guess I'm the one we're going to try it on.
Yes. In December, Dr. Karmazin says that they've infused 25 people with young blood, and they claim that the participants are seeing miraculous results.
Sure. You pay $8,000 for a procedure, you're going to tell people you saw miraculous results. Yep. You don't want people to think you're an idiot.
They've had chronic fatigue syndrome has gone away. They feel healthier for the first time, and they even think that they look and feel younger.
I'm sure they do.
But, Mommy, I don't want to donate blood.
You shut up, Cody.
Yeah, really.
Open a vein.
They've seen improvements. So my question to the riffraff and our esteemed guest in the shipping container, would you, if someone financed that, would you participate in that clinical research? And I'm going to start with Miss Janet.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I coach softball, and every now and then, you know, those kids start to bleed. I'm not going to waste their blood anymore.
All right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
suck it up. Ball, they blood. Yeah.
Just drink it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can just drink it. I think they have to
do some kind of 10,000 Draculas can't be wrong.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so we have a C from Janet. Bill Smotts?
Sure.
All right, we have a C from Bill Smotts.
No, I obviously you're going through the proper thing. We're not just pulling someone random off for it.
Oh, does it say whether you can use boys or girls' blood, or does it matter?
It
I mean,
just
if
says,
I get boys' blood, am I going to grow a mustache or
something? Oh, that's good. It just says.
And what happens if, you know, Pam Anderson was the volunteer on the other side?
Yeah. I'm thinking.
You know, they're all going to say yes because I'm the only elderly guy here. You know?
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
See, if you come back taller, stronger.
See, I don't really want Pam Anderson's blood.
Right, but I'm pretty sure the people that participate in this is probably
it's probably
good.
Scoured. You're thinking, yes.
What does that mean? It's burned.
You sure you haven't already
scoured,
had
clean search? Clean, blood. Yeah. It's
vetted.
Okay, very good. All right,
there you go.
Good.
Yeah. Word I learned when I was trying to be a veterinarian.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm going to say no because it sounds asinine to me. But my question is, why stop at blood? Why not all kinds of young people fluids? Maybe for less than $8,000, you get rubbed down with some young people's sweat.
Now you're getting creepy.
What? No. What's the
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, young people's
that's
sweat.
That's intrusive than blood.
Exactly. Blood. Cheaper, and you can get it done more often, and you know.
Well, you know, cyclists have been doing this for a little while. It's called Lance Armstrong blood doping. Yeah.
Yeah. Take your blood out.
And just for $45, you can get
that's
boogers to eat.
That's what blood doping is? Yeah. Taking your blood out, putting
young kid boogers
to eat. No, it's your own blood still.
But after it gets
they
cleaned
do good
up.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
your little kids
out,
do it all
after
the
you're exhausted, you pump your good stuff back into you. So that's, that's the...
All right.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't think it's the same.
I know a guy down at the bus station that'll pump fluids into you for nothing.
Oh, wow. I was thinking, I know some young guys that'll do that, but
I'm
a mill.
Yeah. You don't even have to pay them. Maybe buy him a meal.
Okay, so
what's the cost of a transplant?
Isn't that Jeff Ray?
$8,000.
Yeah, Jeff Ray will do that for you.
$8,000.
$8,000.
Okay, you guys, listen.
If you start your kid donating at the age of like 4, okay? And it's $8,000. If say he gets half the price of the.
Why do you automatically go to the child exploitation?
Yeah, really.
I'm thinking about their college education.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's who's donating. It's probably college kids who need pizza money. It's not.
Don't they already?
Kids.
Whoa! Don't they already donate blood?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I did in college to help.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go to this place, you know, and that's where are they getting the blood from?
Well, yeah,
you can get it for a lot less.
Steve seems to think they're small children that are being donated blood against.
Well,
even mentioned.
Let me ask this: How old is the blood?
They take the blood of teenagers and young adults.
See, so like 15 to 20.
Teenagers and down.
No,
the young adults, 15 to
young
25.
Adult, yeah. Why are you trying to get a little small
kid blood?
I want.
Don't you have enough of that in the back of your
van? I want the juvenile growth hormone stuff in there. Yeah.
Don't you have enough little kid DNA in the back of your van already?
For $8,000.
So my question to you then.
$8,000, I expect someone to cry.
So voice of reason, would you go through the procedure? Because the guy say within a month, most participants see improvement from just one fusion of a 2-liter bag of plasma.
Wow.
What's the question again?
Plasma.
Would you go through the procedure?
No, not for $8,000. I don't have $8,000 to spare for a blood transfusion that I don't need.
Yeah.
Let me and may this, not work.
Let me ask this follow-up. If you did have $8,000 and you did the procedure and somebody asked you how you're feeling, are you going to say anything other than, oh, I feel really great? Are you going to say, no, I don't really feel anything different?
Actually, if I felt really, 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 really great afterwards,
say really one more time.
I would say, no, it didn't do anything for me. And then
maybe you should do it.
And then I would keep going back because I think if you...
You can get the price lowered as a sales.
Yes.
Yeah, you turn away business.
Is to almost put them out
You're
of business.
You're their only client.
I'm their only client, and the price goes down.
They're doing it for $2,350.
I actually, Spock, I got to tell you, I think that there's something to this because now to treat sports injuries, they're doing enriched blood plasma and enriched, no, it's enriched blood platelets.
Right.
They take them and they inject them into your knees and into your different joints.
Yeah.
And getting a much better result for healing. So this guy in California could be onto something.
That's what I'm thinking. But
I'm with the voice of reason, man. Young kids exploit them.
Not the
they wouldn't even know we were taking their money.
$8,000, you should be able to get.
Forget the price of the. Forget the price. Is that what's holding you back?
No, yeah, we'll give you the money.
That's part of it.
Yeah, we'll give you the money.
Well, thanks.
We'll chip in. Yeah,
I believe you.
If it was $650,
well,
you could get a coupon.
Facelifts are $10,000, $12,000. So for $8,000, if you can get that same thing from the inside, why not?
Yeah. Okay. So would you guys?
Facelifts are awful.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. They're how about awful. This? Would you get cataract surgery where you get your eyes fixed?
Nah.
Well, cataract is really not a total. I mean, that is an affliction. Maybe
it's
LASIK.
Not a vanity thing.
Yeah, maybe LASIK. How's that?
I've had cataract surgery. IOLs implanted in both eyes, and it's miraculous.
See, I used to live near Cataract, New Jersey.
Really? Have you ever seen a cataract falling through the mountainside?
Mostly.
Yeah, me too.
Is it time to change?
I thought a cataract was one of those sailboats.
This went so in the left field.
This is a caller-driven show.
Yeah, this is a caller-driven show. So,
oops, no, they already hung up.
Yeah, thank you, best caller ever.
All right, so
you for snuffing yourself before we.
I'm not talking about your cataracts.
Right.
I'm talking about where you live. I'm talking about the cataracts in your eyes. You're basically getting young stuff put in your eyes or young stuff moved in your eye to make you see better.
Things taken off.
You're taking the old stuff off to make it
young
again.
You're getting a piece of rubber implanted in your eye that you can see better
through. Into your head. They don't steal a child's eyes and then they have to sell.
Okay, so why everybody but Janet is poo-pooing on this scientific?
That's what we do. That's what we do.
We roll.
Welcome to the first show of Spike on the
Mic. I'm not poo-pooing on any of the science, just the price.
Steve's only hung up on the price.
He just hung up on the price. All right.
And he wants a toddler to give the blood.
So how much would it for you to get some blood from young blood?
How much would you pay for a toddler's
blood? $50. That's a lot of money.
You get a coupon out of the newspaper?
That's not a lot of money.
Okay, $50 a pound.
For $50, you get my blood.
You can get Kobe beef, yeah.
And then you find out that
you have to pee
three times a night.
I'll bring it home. How much would you guys pay to be young again? Look at that good point.
$0.
You don't want to be young again?
I don't want to be young again.
Oh, my garage.
Well, you've given up on life.
I've given up on life.
Yeah, it's right.
What is
happy
young?
With how old
am I feeling young? Am I looking young? Am I what?
I'm immature. That's all I need.
You get to define it. Define it.
Am I 16 years old and out behind the monkey bars?
That's where you want to be.
I'm thinking it could be
with your Catholic priest.
Janet, you recognize that.
Janet, how much would you pay to be young again?
Father Schmutz.
Oh, that sounds bad. That sounds bad. Never mind.
As much as I have.
Yeah, that sounds bad. I would.
How about this? How old would you be if you could go back to any age? How about that?
Oh, that's a good question.
All right, that's why I asked it.
Yeah. What's the matter with you, Spike?
Yeah. No, it's about time we had a good question.
I'm thinking 25. 25 is a good age to go back. You can drink. Your car insurance has gone down.
You can rent a car.
Actually, just a little further. 26 for me.
26?
Yeah.
I'd go back to 10. I'm still going to be 25 and 26.
Yeah, but you have to go through being 10.
Yeah, but you got
to
wait all that time.
And your voice like this. You're talking like this, and you have to go through all that.
Okay.
But knowing what I know now,
I'm going to suck all the air.
I can ace all my courses.
Out of the shipping container. If I can give you the 25, 26, 10 years old.
26, feeling, yeah, okay, yeah. Please.
26 to old that you, body that you want, or right. Feeling that you want by pumping blood platelets into you, would you do it?
No.
Why am I trying to convince you guys, stay old?
Yeah.
Right. I'm with you, Spike. I do it in a
all right,
class.
Me and Janet going, we going to.
I'm telling you,
hey,
I
worked hard for all this experience and knowledge, and I'm not going to give it up for some blood transfusion.
Oh, but it doesn't say you have to give that up.
You have to go back to being that age.
No, you just feel younger, look better, and keep your smarts.
Yeah. Well, that's creepy.
That sounds like.
I don't know. That could be fun.
No, that doesn't sound creepy
that could
at all.
Be, yeah, fine. Really.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't want some young Adonis beach volleyball playing guy walking around who knows stuff. Okay? That's creepy that he would be smart.
Oh, I don't know. I would love to tell my third grade teacher off.
But can you imagine how much you can hustle some guy? You walking by the basketball court with your age and your body, but your youngness in you. How you can. Crossover and
okay. I wasn't good at basketball when I was the age where I should have been good at basketball. So okay. That example. Okay,
you guys have no imagination.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say. Let's say you walking by and y'all were playing.
You didn't tell
checkers.
Me I had to be good at basketball. Now I'm in. Okay, good. I've always wanted to be good at basketball.
And so basically now you're taking the storyline of bad grandpa and just making it to real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Johnny
like
Kyrie
Knoxville, Irving,
what it was, right?
Coca-Cola ad.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lost like a mug.
It's basically, it's like for almost like Practical Joke, except you're doing it, and you just want to be that video sensation.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, look who's pretending to be old. Oh, it's a young guy.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel.
I've actually experienced being, because I had an operation for Crohn's disease, I have actually experienced becoming young, old, going from old to young, and it's wonderful.
That's called Viagra. Is that called Viagra?
That's a nice.
No, it's just from going from being totally decimated to being an obnoxious youth.
Are you trying to use this opportunity to be on an advertisement for Crohn's disease, Crohn's and colitis, anything? Yeah.
No, but.
But if it
works out
that
way, somebody wanted to give me some money for that.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I don't take anything that's. Going to make any money for me.
Is that sweatshirt brand new? Because I see neither holes nor mustard.
Okay, hold on a second. We're going way
up.
Off in the
Look,
left field, right?
Up under the-
Listen, we have an esteemed guest here. What the hell? You found mustard?
They're laughing at my sweatshirt.
And you have a Frankenstein scar across the left shoulder underneath it. It's like he sewed it up.
Spike, I know you want to get out of this.
Yes,
I know you
want to
get out of this topic,
yeah,
but
oh
if
God,
we
yes.
stay in it, will you continue to get more and more angry? Because so, I'd like to stay in it.
No, see what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you guys, put y'all back in the shipping container, put it back on the
mics,
put it on the track, and then take y'all to another topic.
Oh.
So it's topic changing music.
Start
oh,
over again.
Here we go. Topic changing.
I want to be
young.
Here
we go. Starting over again.
I want to be young.
Spike all pissed off about whatever topic we're going to talk about now. Bring it.
So right now your goal is to fight me. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all ever been like a broadcaster in a sporting arena?
Sporting broadcaster? Event?
Never.
No. Color, or Gate talked about what's
I've
going on.
I've done PA, but I've never done like radio or TV broadcast.
Janet?
Not in a sporting venue.
Do you think you could do that if you had the opportunity to do it?
Oh, wait. No, I lied. I have.
And how did it go?
It went great because I have a wonderful voice.
What did you sport? What you remember? What sport it was?
Softball.
Oh, that would be
interesting. Yeah.
See, what would you do if you ran into a situation when they said, "Hey, Janet, we want you to call this game between Daytona Sunside Hitters and the New Smyrna Sliders"?
I could do it.
You think you could? And you all right?
I could do color commentary. I can pronounce their names correctly.
Oh, that's great.
That'd be good.
I know all the positions.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I'd probably do better with color than play-by-play.
Okay, what is the difference between color and play-by-play?
Play-by-play is the guy who goes, and so-and-so passes to 55, and 55 passes back to 33, and then the color guy goes, you know, 55 went to Old Dominion College where he studied veterinary sciences, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Offers analysis as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one? Because I was amazed that he's the colored guy. What you said?
That's what I'm saying. I could be a colored guy.
The color analyst analyzes the game as well as offers insights into maybe.
Like if you're Tim McCarver doing Major League Baseball, you're just reading out of the media guide. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We have a caller here. Hey, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a fly to sticky paper.
So you're doomed is what you're saying.
Well, we are a caller-driven show, and we appreciate you giving us a call. Is there anything you would like to talk about? We're talking about could you do a play-by-play or color basketball or football game?
Color's been playing basketball for a long time.
No.
That's true.
The color commentary is what he means.
Commentator.
I think I can do color commentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, can you hold on for like a minute and a half?
Why?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Yeah, I want
his opinion here, and here's a person that's honest about being a color commentator. Hit it.
All right. The Boston Celtics are playing the Chicago Bulls, and I got to tell you something. I don't know the name of one player on the Boston Celtics. All right, the guy, he's got the ball. He's going in towards the painted area, takes a shot, and a white guy got it. He kicked it back out to the black guy. The black guy is dribbling, he got the way, up and under, and he missed it. And a white guy rebounded it for the other team, and then they blow the whistle. Too many white guys on the court. Jesus Christ. Oh, there's the guy with the ponytail who ripped the arm out of the Cavalier guy. He ripped his elbow out. There you go, the black guy behind his back, and the white guy fouls him, because what else is he going to do, stop him legally? The white guy walks back to the bench, shaking his head as if he's not used to that happening. Takes off his Lance Armstrong glasses and sits down on the bench. And now a black guy with a high-top fade, who sort of dreads starting, but not really. He goes in for the white guy. White guy shaking his head, knows he's going back to Europe. He knows it. He knows it. He can already taste that Romanian hero he's going to be eating in another month. All right, now another black guy. He's got the ball. Left hand to the right hand. Black guy with dreads looking like a cornerback, but he's playing basketball. Black guy goes to the paint. There's a white guy. He does not. Oh, he fouls him, of course, and then acts like he didn't do anything. The big white guy with the ponytail. He still has his arms over his head as if he didn't do it. He wanted a charge, but we know better. Yeah, dude, you completely fouled him. Dope, you jumped right into it. Good man, black guy with the ball. Good deal. He's Celtic. He's black, he's got the ball. I like this. Don't pass to the white guy. Get rid of it. And he missed it. Of course he f***ing missed it.
All right, caller.
All right.
That is, am I spoiling it by saying who that is?
No, you can go ahead and tell me who it is.
That's stand-up comedian Bill Burr.
Yeah, he said this is how he would call a game. Now, caller, you still there?
I'm still here.
Right. I didn't mean to put you on.
Really? You didn't hang up?
I should have hung up.
You got to make better choices in life.
Yes, really.
Well, he is a fly stuck to fly paper.
Yeah, that's really true, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
But I call because I have a bone to pick.
Oh, good. Oh. This would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do that in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Hey, I'm Game Day Metric Tour. I've been hearing that on the show has been a heckler. Is it Dr. Clark?
Yeah, I've been heckling the Game Day Metric Tour. Yeah. I just question at this point. Well, I just question at this point where they are. They've been touring for a long time. I've never seen them ride by my house. I don't know anybody else who's seen them ride by my house.
We don't go by trailer parks. That's kind of dangerous.
Oh. It's going to be like that.
So you're saying you're part of the Game Day Metric Tour is what I'm gathering.
That is true. And this year, Dr. Captain Clark, we're going to do the Lehigh and the University of Penn game on September the 26th.
Okay, so again, it's not an ongoing everyday tour.
32 miles or 62 miles. You pick the route that you want to do.
What's the smaller number?
32.
Sign me up for half of that one.
No.
And then half of
I listen to the show all the time on podcasts, so I'm always delayed. So I'm about four shows behind.
That's where we usually are anyway.
Every time I listen, I hear you just giving us a hard time. I see why the beeper don't like you.
I'm not listening. This is a real listen.
I'm not saying that those people are wrong by any means. But it says you go through scenic what's the word from the commercial? Scenic landscapes?
Sure. Yeah.
Where have you guys visited previously that we would be excited or jealous of you having been there?
Well, Charlottesville, in Virginia.
There you go.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's where we've done the last two there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And those are also 32 or 62?
The one in West Virginia didn't pan out, but one in Charlottesville, University of Virginia, UVA.
Okay.
That's where we ride.
Well, now that I know that you exist, I believe the Game Day Metric Tour exists. So.
What I want to do, I'm coming to the Pegasus Club. That's the name of it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a heckler. when you go up.
Spike and I don't have the best luck at the Pegasus Club, so we're not scheduled to be there.
Yeah.
You don't know how to duck.
Yeah. I learned, but...
Oh, this is the barbecue guy that was outside. No. He's selling barbecue.
That guy's still in the hospital, I think.
Oh.
But. Yeah, for those who don't know, Clark and I went to the Pegasus Lounge one night to see a comedy show, and a gunfight broke out.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I found myself as Gene Wilder to Spike's Richard Pryor, which means I was hopelessly out of my element with somebody who was only slightly less hopelessly out of his element. So it was a good night.
Yeah.
Haven't been back since.
All right, so Game Day Metric guy. So you saying that we should keep you guys on our advertisement?
Keep us rolling. Yeah. I gave you $1,000.
Wow. Wait a minute.
This changes everything.
Dude. Hold on just a minute here.
Oh, man.
Listen. In my defense for heckling you guys, you got to understand, Spike presents things all the time to us that probably aren't real. So when he said we had a sponsor and it was the Game Day Metric Tour, I didn't have any proof, but now I'm on board. I'll never say anything bad about the Game Day Metric Tour again.
I got to ask, what exactly do you do?
Bicycles.
Say it again.
What exactly? Game Day Metric
Tour.
Oh, my God. You don't listen to the show?
And that says in there what they do?
What they ride bicycles.
Have you ever heard of Tour the Earth for police?
Wait, are you moving? Stand still.
I haven't heard of any of that.
Oh. Yeah, okay, basically, it's just like a walkathon. Instead of being a walkathon,
it's a bike-a-thon.
Okay.
It's a bike-a-thon.
Yeah.
I like that analogy. That's exactly what it is.
See?
And basically, with us, we raise funds for our scholarships.
What kind of scholarships do you give out?
Good ones.
Well, we give out... Go ahead.
Money ones.
Yeah.
No, what kind?
What kind of academic scholarships?
No, nice. That's the best kind.
Uh-huh.
People that deserve it.
Mm-hmm. It's usually for first-year students.
Okay.
Nice.
Excellent.
Get some started.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you guys stop knocking the Game Day Metric Tour, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't you feel bad now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, wow. I'm kind of glad Steve, that you did Steve, knock it because this was a great call.
Steve is there.
Yeah, the Voice of Reason is here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Voice of Reason.
Yes.
Everyone on the show has a name, a nickname. Voice of Reason. How the bees doing?
I'm sorry you asked that because they're...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Has there been a bee tragedy?
They're all gone.
Oh?
What'd you do to them?
You're joking.
No, I'm not. I'm not joking. They're all
gone. He left the cage open.
I've ordered some more, but... they're not going to get here till April 15th. I'm hoping that soon.
Oh, tax day.
That these will. I've ordered a clipped queen that's marked, and hopefully she'll
stay
for the next.
You saying she didn't
like
your accommodations?
It's kind of like queen.
Oh,
bees,
you think they just up and left?
You know how the Chinese
it's
used
not that
to
they
bind,
all passed
bind
away.
The women's shoes so they
so they can't
beat,
run
beat, so they couldn't
run.
Walk away.
Yeah, yeah. Run.
Well, when you buy a queen, you want to get a clipped. Wings,
oh,
so that she has to stay.
Sure. Yeah.
So did you ever answer him what happened?
They just left. I don't know what happened. They're gone.
It sounded like the queen left and everyone else followed.
Yes,
the
yes, exactly. They all left with her.
That's why Steve had his wife clipped.
It has happened in the past where they all left, and then in spring, miraculously, they were back. So we'll see.
So they
what
went
happens.
To like their winter quarters. They went like further south.
Yeah, maybe
it could have been. Yeah, they're
those
in Sarasota.
Those
are
relatives. Yeah.
Went to Naples.
Anyway, it's kind of a sad thing.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing us down, Steve.
Sorry. Bummer. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It happens.
How about in the future you take better care of those bees and you do that sweatshirt?
All right. Well, then, Game Day Metrics, we thank you for calling.
Well, it's his birthday, by the way. We can ask him.
Who birthday?
Game Day Metric.
What's your birthday?
Star Goddess here, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hold on a second. So Game Day Metrics, we have Janet Sciala. She's a Star Goddess. She knows how to read.
Stars.
So let's go ahead and let her read you, okay?
Okay. Just one, the year and date, right?
Yes.
October the 12th.
What year?
60.
She's turning a big book right now that has a lot of stuff
doing
on it.
So many pages, such little writing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. This guy, he loves his mama. He's taken very, very good care of her.
Yeah.
He's pretty competitive.
Obviously.
Doing bike
No, I mean, some guys do it, to make a lot of money. He does it because he's really competitive and wants to win. And I don't even know if I could say this on the radio, but.
But he's
yeah, you can. He's well, huh? He's
yeah, that's exactly right.
What? Did you just
I got big hands.
You can't.
You have big hands.
Let's just don't say that.
And you know what that means? You wear big gloves.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. Somewhere in your big book, it says this
that's
dude
in the stars.
That's in the stars?
Oh, yeah.
You would do the whole thing this whole hour.
It is.
The stars don't have better things to do.
No, that's one of the most important things they do.
Oh, so, my God. So, Game Day, you got a lot of...
a lot to cover.
Baby,
what did y'all call
it?
Like,
a lot to cover.
You got a tail on your comment.
But Game Day, it's true, right?
Wait a minute.
Well, he's not going to say no.
This is not love line.
He's not going to say no.
I don't notice it that often when you do. I think you need
true.
To say something
very
about
true.
It.
Very true. There you go, Clark.
Sure. Can't believe you like those long bike rides, though.
Yeah.
Those are uncomfortable, aren't they?
Yeah. How you think I got big hands?
I got one of those banana seeds.
All right,
literally.
Janet Stargattis, bring this back home. That's how it ends with him.
It ends with this is a really good year for you. Whatever you tried to start between October and December comes to be between June and August. So, and it's a big deal. It's your best new start in 12 years.
Sounds like there's a lot of big deal here.
Yeah. So I know you know what I'm talking about. So,
yes, I do.
And it actually, again, not before June, but between June and August it comes to be. Yeah. Because you got to weed out some of the stuff that's not real.
Okay.
The hands.
Yeah. I'm glad I called today.
The hands.
Yeah. Just keep that thing away from June, though.
For some reason, I hear this on a loop all the time in your car. <garden. laughs>
I can't imagine. You can't wait to listen to this on a
radio
podcast.
Show you just tuned in.
What
are they talking about?
Wasn't that worth $1,000?
If something goes up, I'm going to listen to it.
Hey, did you all hear about my appearance on the Spike on the Mike show?
Lee, all right, well, I'm assuming that you've answered all your questions about we have to stop bothering you about Game Day and you have big hands.
Yeah.
That's right. I have one last question.
Oh.
When is Z-Dub going to sit in?
Z-Dub.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't think I saw that? your twin.
Yeah,
that's my twin.
Can't put stuff out there.
The internet is real.
I don't know. I don't trust Z-Dub to be on the radio.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Z-Dub is cool.
No one else knew you had a twin. I knew. Hey, you guys have a good evening.
No, all right, thank
you
for calling.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. Okay,
wow. I'm take it back.
Wow,
this
that was the best
call
we've ever had.
Show.
This could
that
be
was
it.
A caller-driven
can
call.
Can we use that as the bar?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a very informed listener.
Yes.
And he's probably real happy now that Janet.
Yeah, you bet. He's going to play that for all his
friends. Gave him some stuff, yeah. So, since we already do, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
No, topic changing. All right.
Hopefully it's as good a topic as that last one, because I got to mention the Game Day Metric Tour, our favorite sponsor.
No, so because we only have a couple minutes left in the show, I'm thinking we should, I was going to say exploit, but we should.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it's true.
We should use the.
Exploit the stars.
Do we each ask a question?
We should use the talent and skills that we and the professionalism stuff that we have here.
All right,
of JANETSCIALES.com.
Yeah, well, she's not doing mine.
Hold on a second.
Wow. Someone drew a line in the sand.
Yeah, well, he.
Are you spelling
he
her
found
name?
Out that in that book they have certain name. Lengths.
Yeah, he doesn't want the ugly truth revealed.
Yeah, really.
Almost like he's Japanese or something.
Yeah.
Get him and go dot, dot, dot.
Can you read tea leaves?
No. I barely can do this.
Can you read the mustard stains on
his shirt?
On his shirt. Yeah.
Does an October 12th man, 1960, born in Japan with Japanese heritage have the
he's
same?
He's still bigger than the rest of them.
Oh, got it. Okay. There you go.
It's like guys that are cancers, the sun sign of cancer, no matter what nationality they are, they're lighter than the rest of their family.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Derek Jeter's my favorite example of that, other than his mom, but his dad.
Yeah.
You know, and his sister, they're much darker, and he's the cancer.
Well,
all right. So, we have to go around the room, and I think we should.
That had something to do with
all
the postman, sir.
Hey, because this is free, normally Janet calls, charges people for calling in for advice.
That's true.
Millions of dollars.
People throw money at me.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Well.
Hey, wise one, tell me something.
Yeah. Right, so
this is fun. I like it.
We got a chance to, you know, use your talents
Absolutely.
And skills for, you know, pro bono.
That's
what
right.
can we get for $8,000?
I want some star blood.
Yeah.
Yes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and ask Janet. You got any music we can ask so we can play in the background?
Ask Janet music?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It sounds cool. No, that's uncool.
Oh, come on. No, that's big.
Very regal music.
Yeah, look, the Olympics.
Yeah. All right. Something else?
No, that's all I had. There's the only one.
All right, we'll use that. We'll use that.
All right.
All right, first question from me, Janice Skialis.
You're a Leo, right?
Stargirl. I am a Leo.
8'5". 8'5", yes. What year?
He says that 61. Confidently.
Yes. You know, I was born one day after the president had just left. He's an 8'4".
You're right.
I'm an 8'5". So if I'd have been born earlier... I wouldn't have been out here with you.
Which one has bigger
containers?
Gloves?
You shipping containers. Okay, hold on a second. Before you divulge my knowledge and about me, forget the hands.
Forget the
eye. You don't need to.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about
that. So don't mention the curve, right? Don't mention that at all.
the direction, all that. Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of obvious.
The difference between you and him is number one, he married Michelle Obama, which was the smartest move of his life. But
talk about me, damn him.
Well, he married well too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spike did
very well. Yes.
Are you married?
Extremely.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Hard to believe.
Not that he wants that advertised.
You're a Leo, and you've got a moon in Gemini, and you're a lot like the president of the United States because he is a Gemini, and his rising sign is Leo. Believe it or not.
When you say president, you're talking about current?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The current one.
You have a lot in present in common with the current president.
That's what she just said.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it again. For my own sake.
Yeah.
You have a pretty good opportunity coming up, starting probably Tuesday or so, which is like...
As in tomorrow?
In tomorrow, for the next 6 weeks or so.
Oh, I'm going to test some stuff up.
Actually, you're in a position to make something happen in your life. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Financially, professionally, all of that stuff.
He's never going to talk to us
there
again.
We're out of here.
Yeah, really.
He won't even admit that he knows us.
Yeah.
There are three eclipses this year on your Jupiter, planet of luck and abundance, so it's an opportunity to... make more money.
So get it done, huh?
I'm not sure how it's going to occur. It's going to occur through your male friends rather than your female friends, but and it's probably something you've been working on for almost 2 years, 22 months or so.
I'm sorry you guys aren't my friends, but don't worry about that.
Oh, we're okay with that.
All right. Well,
it's
thank you.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Now I'm happy. I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing I got a...
You can make something happen in the next 6 weeks or so.
Right. All right. Yeah. Voice of reason?
Okay.
He's going to lie.
November 24th, 1960.
You're not a Sagittarian, are you?
What did he say? The guy that called in.
You're also not 56.
October 12th.
Yeah,
October 12th, 1960.
He wants the sure answer.
See, but you would have liked to have been born that day because that's the perfect size guy.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the not too big. That's the not too small. That's the just right.
All right. I'm just going to go take my chances and go with my real birth date.
All right.
September 4th, 1952.
Oh, you're a Virgo. So you're critical. Yeah.
You know, I can.
As is JANETSCIALES.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. The fourth?
Yeah, and we don't have to talk about hand size.
And we won't. Like and we won't.
Oh. And we won't. Yes.
What a kind.
Oh, he told you
what
the kind reader. That is his birthday.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
No, the reason I said that is that you
My
have,
poor wife.
Well, I think that you have a blast from your past coming back.
Ooh. Oh, maybe it's the bee. Maybe the bee will be coming back.
Maybe it's your queen coming back.
Yeah, really.
No, really, this Venus is in Aries. He's got a moon in Aries, and it's going to go backwards, and it means that some woman in your life is going to come back.
Oh.
And since you're obviously happily married, you don't want to mess with that, then it's got to be your queen.
Your queen bee.
So
all
your
right.
Queen bee
I figured it out. No, he just bought his own queen.
Oh, so she's coming.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Marked and
flipped.
Under Aries, too, on April 15th.
Wow. Okay. Well,
neat.
That's right. Under the sign of Aries.
Yeah, under the sign. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Kevin Clark.
You got to feed him better. You know that, don't you?
Well, my wife was feeding them sugar and stuff. And
everything
yeah.
nice.
You plant any flowers for them?
No.
I well,
no
you have flowers? A new tree.
Next time I come.
I have a lime tree that's just covered with blooms, though.
Next time I come, I have a honeybee tree plant that it attracts honeybees like it's going out of style. It's called a powder puff.
Oh.
And they're really...
I actually have two
apparently
powder
they
puffs.
Did go out of style.
That's where my bees
house.
Hang out. I have wild bees that hang out on my powder puff trees.
Wild yeah. bees.
That's the one with the pink flowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
and they bloom all year long. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a
powder puff.
Yeah.
And they love it. I mean, I have plenty of bees. Maybe your queen. I live in Luce. Maybe
you have a hive
in my house. No, I just have the flowers. I don't want to. I don't want to have to fence them in or anything. I think they should be freebies.
Oh, you like freebies?
Yeah.
Everybody likes freebies.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
All right, Clark. How big are your hands?
I would like to yield my personal forecast, which I appreciate you doing that in favor of a sports question.
Okay.
Oh. As of today, the beloved Tampa Bay Lightning are in last place in
yes,
the division.
Yes, they are.
Is the season over for them, or do they have a surge in them that's going to get them into the playoffs?
The truth, or you want me to lie to you?
No, I want the truth.
They're over.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
For this year.
Well, just for this year.
Yeah, that's all we can.
Just
yeah.
for this year.
Yeah. Okay.
Just for this year.
Why? Why have they been terrible? They went deep in the playoffs the last 2 years. Why
yes,
are they
yes,
terrible?
Yes, because they lost a lot of their really better players. They've been
but why did that
by
happen?
Injuries. Why did that happen?
Yeah. Why did the stars align against the Lightning to cause all their guys to get hurt and for them to go in the toilet?
Because the owner is an Aries.
Uh-huh.
And Jupiter was opposing that sign starting in probably the middle of October,
Jupiter.
Beginning of November.
Jupiter.
So it was, and it's not that they played bad, they just got hurt.
Yeah, but I figured there had to be a, you know, when a lot of things happen
yeah.
at the same time,
yeah.
there's a reason for it.
Because it's not that Cooper's a bad coach.
Okay.
Because he's not a bad coach.
Okay.
And he's done good with what he has, but if you don't have the horses, you can't win the race.
Write that down, and I'm going to make a t-shirt.
And
of it.
I think more coaches ought to look at astrology to see when they're going to be picking
yeah,
players.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know why they don't. They spend money on all sorts of other stuff.
It speaks to compatibility, and you
want
to put...
It does.
Yeah.
You want... Well,
the fish that saved Pittsburgh. I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. But no,
Pittsburgh
really.
Pisces. Yeah, that's what they were, right?
That's what...
Was it the Pisces? I mean, there was
no,
the
they,
si-
the
they aren't the sign of... I think... Yeah, I don't think the name of the team was Pisces,
no,
but because
they
were the fish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But no, a
I
lot of
times... I don't follow the NBA.
A lot of times... Whoever your head coach is has to get along with, for example, with football, with
yeah.
the Buccaneers, for
right.
example. Their quarterback is a Capricorn, and the Buccaneers are a Capricorn
uh-huh.
Because of when they were born. And okay. then the...
So he's naturally suited to be a better fit.
Exactly. And that's okay. why he got along so well with Doug Martin until he got injured.
Okay.
Because he also is a Capricorn. And so is one of the other receivers, the other one that got injured.
Kevin House.
Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson. Yeah.
No, Kevin got drunk.
I was worried way more about Jameis's, because he's got like a boatload of planets in Capricorn. I was worried about his knees, so...
All right.
Yeah, but no. It does.
Let's go, Bill Smarts.
I think you know mine, but other than the extended finger, what else? The extended finger gloves.
You, as a Libra, should be in a fairly. I know it's not been, but I really think that as a Libra, there's a brand new cycle starting for you.
All right.
And it's going to be in fits and starts until you probably heard about it between September and December, and then it stopped.
I don't have a book, but I'm going to predict that there's a Uranus reference coming soon.
Not yet. Actually, okay. I had forgotten about it.
That's right.
Come on.
With Uranus. Yeah, still one really. Of my favorite segments ever. But whatever it is that you were working on between September and December comes to be between June and August.
All right.
So
can I change the name to Myranus?
From Uranus to Myanus?
Yeah.
It's already done.
Yeah?
It's already done.
All right. I'd rather talk about Uranus then.
Uranus.
But really, and it should be something that you were doing maybe 12 years ago and get to do over again and better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I could see that. Yeah. Hey, what happens if I was born on leap year or leap day? Feb 29, whatever. Because I know you fall into the sign of
Yeah, you're still a Pisces.
But
no,
it doesn't change.
It, no.
Like, so
it isn't like a once every 4 years you get a horoscope. No.
Do they typically have shorter gloves?
That's all you worried about. That's in case you're giving your anus a checkup.
Fewer of them.
Yeah, we went from Uranus to small gloves and long gloves.
Them and the Aries, they go into the quick shot category.
Serious. And then PWs?
Oh, May 24th.
Oh, the Gemini.
Nobody heard that.
Is that even a real year?
Serious.
Spell that out with letters like the Romans did.
It was before the calendar.
You know, you have the same sun and moon sign as Donald Trump. He's a Gemini and he has a moon sign in Sagittarius.
Oh.
You know, the rest of your planets are different. But
so you're saying I got small hands? Is that what you're saying?
You're orange. So you're very orange, man.
So that's all you got for him?
No.
No, she's just...
That's the main thing.
She's just amazed at the diminutive...
That's unusual.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you're a guy that really loves his wife, and I think you really love ladies. In general,
sure,
treat them very well, that you're not... You've always done that. Even when it wasn't cool to do it, you've always been that way.
But true. Do they love him?
Yeah, really, with the
If
hands.
They get the chance.
Ooh.
So.
Jenna, I do have a question for you. Since you have that book everywhere you go, it's like if you were to meet a guy and you find out their birthday, do you refer to the book before you find out if you're going to talk to him longer than
That's
the night?
A good question.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes, because I want to see what the outcome is going to be.
Okay.
I want to see if there's any future in it.
All right, yes.
You know, and I also want to look and see, you know, if they're not going to get crazy.
Right. What about living dangerously?
You never know.
Yeah, really.
Never
now,
know.
How was my craziness sign? It's rather crazy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything.
You didn't need a book for that. Okay, so
there's
a
big assortment headed your way, Pep. That's all I could say.
All right, so in
assortment?
An assortment between February and June.
That's schmaltz, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
In case we're wondering.
No,
that's
sorry,
okay,
schmaltz.
No big deal.
All right,
whatever.
So
that's
so
what everyone else calls me.
A big assortment.
So in 30 seconds or less now, we're going to do the real test.
Oh.
Tell us your horoscope or your star stuff. Now, dig your
What's
stars.
What's mine? I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
No, but I'm critical, much like
Why you ain't turning pages? Because you already know it?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm very familiar with mine.
Of course she knows it.
She knows every little bit of her sign.
And there are a lot of things I would change, too. I wouldn't ever want to be a Virgo again. I'd rather be a Libra. They're better looking. They're more charming. Virgos are kind
of...
My future is we're
going to
at least be regional champs again for my softball team, but I'm hoping for a state ring.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. Well, it's time for us to shut this dang thing down, so we got to go right quick. PW, what'd you learn today?
I learned that for $8,000, I can get my birthday changed.
Smart.
I learned that if I was a female, I would have that book with me at all times, too.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I learned you jerks don't appreciate Game Day Metric Tour.
Oh, yeah, blame us.
What's the reason?
Make me young.
And Janet, we love having you on here. You're supposed to be on a regular on here, but we have to talk about what your regular days are. But
is my regular day. Oh, we did this a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So, isn't it the third?
It's the third.
So what did you learn on the Spike on the Mic show?
I learned that I'm not going to ever let a teenager bleed and let that blood just go into the ground.
There you go.
There you go. And I learned that the voice has big hands. Ladies and gentlemen, no, not voice. Game Day Metric has
been. Game Day Metric.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We love you for listening. We want to give a shout out. And thanks to the guys out there, the guests 1, 2, and 3 for calling us. And I guess 133, I guess the guy wasn't that bad. We out. Ladies and gentlemen, 1.